好，我们第二天的聚会的，我们读的圣经。
Okay, let us read some scripture together for our second night.
约翰福音十五章。
John chapter 15.
十五章一到八节。
John 15, 1 to 8.
大家翻到没有？翻到了，请一起读。
When we find it, let us read together. I am the true vine, and my Father is the vine dresser. Every branch in me that does not bear fruit, he takes away, and every branch that bears fruit, he prunes it, that it may bear more fruit. You are already clean because of the word which I have spoken to you. Abide in me, and I in you, as the branch cannot bear fruit of itself, unless it abides in the vine.So neither can you unless you abide in me. I am the vine, you are the branches. He who abides in me and I in him, he bears much fruit, for apart from me you can do nothing. If anyone does not abide in me, he is thrown away as a branch and dries up and they gather them and cast them into the fire and they are burned. If you abide in me and my words abide in you, and you ask whatever you wish, it shall be done for you.By this is my Father glorified, that you bear much fruit, and so prove to be my disciples.
我们的圣经早读完的，迟读完差那么多啊。
How come there's such a difference between those of you who finished early and late?
好，我们读《使徒行传》十一章。
Acts chapter 11.
是一章二十五节到二十六节。
Acts 11 verses 25 to 26.And he left for Tarsus to look for Saul, and when he had found him, he brought him to Antioch, and it came about that for an entire year they met with the church.And taught considerable numbers, and the disciples were first called Christians in Antioch.
好，罗马书十二章一到五节。
Romans chapter 12, 1 to 5.I urge you, therefore, brethren, by the mercies of God, to present your bodies a living and holy sacrifice, acceptable to God, which is your spiritual service of worship. And do not be conformed to this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind, that you may prove what the will of God is, that which is good and acceptable and perfect. For through the grace given to me, I say to every man among you, not to think more highly of himself than he ought to think,But to think so as to have sound judgment, as God has allotted to each a measure of faith. For just as we have many members in one body, and all the members do not have the same function, so we, who are many, are the one body in Christ, and individually members of one another.
好，哥林多前书十二章十二到十四节。
1 Corinthians chapter 12, 12 to 14. For even as the body is one and yet has many members, and all the members of the body, though they are many, are one body, so also is Christ. For by one Spirit we were all baptized into one body, whether Jews or Greeks,Whether slaves or free, and we were all made to drink of one spirit, for the body is not one member, but many.
十五章四十五到四十九节。
First Corinthians chapter 15, verses 45 to 49. So also it is written, the first man, Adam, became a living soul. The last Adam became a life-giving spirit.However, the spiritual is not first, but the natural, then the spiritual. The first man is from earth, earthy. The second man is from heaven. As is the earthy, so also are those who are earthy. And as is the heavenly, so also are those who are heavenly. And just as we have borne the image of the earth, we shall also bear the image of the heavenly.
加拉太书 三章二十七到二十九节。
Galatians chapter 3, verses 27 to 29.For all of you who are baptized into Christ have clothed yourself with Christ. There is neither Jew nor Greek. There is neither slave nor free man. There is neither male nor female. For you are all one in Christ Jesus. And if you belong to Christ, then you are Abraham's offspring, heirs according to the promise.
启示录二十一章九到十一节。
Revelations chapter 21.Verses 9 to 11. And one of the seven angels who had the seven bowls full of the seven last plagues came and spoke with me, saying, Come here, I shall show you the bride, the wife of the Lamb. And he carried me away in the spirit to a great and high mountain, and showed me the holy city, Jerusalem, coming down out of heaven from God, having the glory of God. Her brilliance was like a very costly stone, as...A stone of clear crystal jasper.
在旧约创世纪第一章。
And in Genesis chapter 1 of the Old Testament.
所有全部圣经都从旧约创世纪一章发展出去的。
And the whole of the Bible is an extension of Genesis 1:1.
所以我们称创世纪一章为圣经的央片。
And so this is the graft of the whole Bible.
一切都从创世纪移出去的。
All of it came from Genesis 1:1.
创世纪一章最重要的圣经。
And this is the most significant passage, Genesis 1:1.
在于神创造人的计划。
And it is the plan, God's plan for creating man.
神说我要照我们的形象，按照我们的样式造人。
And God said, we shall create man in our image and in our likeness.
使他们掌权于一切。
That they may rule over all things.
就照着他的形象，造男造女。
And so according to his image, male and female, they were created.
这是圣经最重要的圣经。
This is a most significant passage.
神说我们要照我们的形象。
And God said, we shall make man according to our likeness.
按我们的样式来造人。
According to our likeness and image.
这里的神在文法上是三位数的。
And the word God here, is the tripart in grammar.
所以中文圣经翻得很好，翻我们要照着我们的形象。
And so the Bible puts it so well, according to our image.
三位的神都汇聚在这里。
And the triune God is met here.
要宣告造人的计划。
And is proclaiming his plan for creating man.
这是神所做的最大的一件事。
And this is the greatest thing that God has done.
我们要照我们的形象。
According to our image.
形象。
Image.
是里面的想象。
It is the internal.
在样式是外面的想象。
And likeness is the external.
里面的想象是生命的想象。
And the internal, it is the likeness of the life.
外面的想象是生活的想象。
And the outward, the likeness is the lifestyle.
真创造人为什么？
And why did God create man?
叫我们生命像他。
So that our life would be like his.
叫我们的生活像他。
And that our lifestyles would be like his.
这为什么神创造我们人类？
And this is why God created mankind.
在人活在地上最大的价值就是像神。
And the greatest value of man living on earth is to be like God.
我们若是不懂得这首圣经，
If we do not understand this passage,
我们在世上的日子白活了。
Then we have lived our lives in vain.
认真说，人生没有别的价值。
And diligently speaking, there is no other value to your life.
若是把主没有了，人根本没有价值。
If you have not God, you have no meaning in your life.
所以人生价值是什么呢？
And so what is the meaning in life?
为什么有我们这个奇妙的人类存在呢？
Why does this amazing human live on earth?
我们人生活的意义为什么呢？
What is the meaning in our living?
我们人活在地上的意义就在我们能够像神。
the meaning of life is for us to be like God.
我们生活的意义也就在于神充满我们。
And the meaning of living is for God to fill us.
我们的像他的生命。
And so we are like our lives.
像他的生活。
And our lifestyle is like His.
而下面很奇妙，他说照他的形象，照男照女。
And following it says, in his image they were created, male and female.
这里的他是个单位数的。
And then in his image it became a singular.
三位一体神。
The triune God.
只有神的儿子有形象。
Only Jesus, the Son of God, has an image.
父神是灵。
The Father God, He is a spirit.
灵没有形象。
There is no image.
圣灵没有形象。
The Holy Spirit has no image.
只有我们看见神的儿子有形象。
Has no likeness only when we see the Son of God.
而照着神的儿子造男造女。
And according to the Son of God, they were created male and female.
好几次有人对我说。
And many times people have said to me.
而你们基督教重男轻女。
You Christians, value men over women.
当然了，他可以举出好两个例子来，说我们重男轻女。
And of course, they had a lot of examples.
我现在你都是听来的。
And I said, this is just what you heard.
你没有读圣经。
You didn't read the Bible.
圣经是男女最平等的圣经了。
Men and women are equal in the Bible.
这是第一处要造人了。
When they created man.
神没有说先造男人。
And the creation of man, God did not say man must be created.
照着他，造男造女。
The first passage says, in his likeness, male and female, they were created.
照着神的儿子来造男造女。
According to the image of the Son of God, male and female were created.
神叫我们生活在地上的意义。
And so what is the meaning of your living?
要得着一群像基督的男人和女人。
God is trying to gain a group of men and women who are like Christ.
所以男人活着要像基督。
So men, your life should be like Christ.
女人活着要像基督。
And women, in your life, you should be like Christ.
我们就得到我们人生最大的意义了。
And then you have obtained the most meaningful thing in life.
在永远里面没有性别的问题。
And in eternity, there is no gender.
到了世界里面，耶稣基督道成肉身了。
And at the fullness of time, Jesus became, the Word became flesh.
那主是男性。
But Jesus was a man.
但是创世一章这句话。
But in this word, in Genesis 1,
在神创造人的时候。
When man was created.
是把男人女人放在平等的地位了。
Men and women were equal.
照着他，照男照女。
According to his likeness, they were created male and female.
叫他们掌权于一切。
That they should rule and have dominion over all.
所以我们弟兄姊妹要必须要彻底明白了。
And so we need to understand this thoroughly.
我们人生的价值是什么？
What is the meaning and value in your life?
我们人生除了主没有价值。
Outside of the Lord, there is none.
我们的价值在于男人像基督。女人也像基督。
Our value is that as men we are like Christ and as women we are like Christ.
神要得着一般像基督的男人和女人。
And God wants to gain a group of men and women who are like Christ.
当这里神说我们要照着我们形象造人。
And here when God says we shall create men and women in my image.
这个人字它的文法是团体数。
And this man that was created, it was, it's a corporate man.
神不是要造一个人。
He is not just creating one man.
神要造一个人类。
He is creating mankind.
像基督的人类。
A mankind that is like Christ.
这个是当初最原初的计划。
And this was his original purpose.
当了主耶稣来到地上了。
And when Jesus came into the world,
他常称自己为人子。
He called himself the Son of Man.
在四福音里面，主对自己的称呼有一定的用法的。
And in the four Gospels, what Jesus called himself, referred himself as, is very specific.
当主像着人的时候。
And when he was, the object was man.
他一直称自己为神的儿子。
Speaking to man, he said, I am the son of God.
一个瞎眼的看见了。
When the blind was healed,
主对他说你信神的儿子吧
He said, do you believe in the Son of God?
那个瞎子说谁是神的儿子叫我信他呢
And the blind man said, who is he that I may believe in him?
主他对你说话的就是他
And he said, he who is speaking,
那个瞎眼就得救了
And that blind man was saved.
在四福音每一个例子
In every example in the gospel,
神对人说话的时候
When God speaks to man,
神总是说神的儿子
He said, he refers to himself as the Son of God.
但每一次主对魔鬼说话的时候
But every time he speaks to the devil.
或者对于属魔鬼的人说话的时候
Or those belonging to the devil.
主耶稣从来不说神的儿子
He does not say the Son of God.
主一直说人活在地上人怎样
And he says,Man lives on the earth, and he calls himself a man.
你读四福音啊
If you read the four gospels,
会发现一件事
You will discover
魔鬼一直要把主耶稣引到神儿子地位去
The devil, he keeps on trying to bring Jesus to the point where he is the son of God.
而主回答千篇一律的
But Jesus' response is consistent.
人怎样
Man.
当第一次主在旷野受魔鬼试探的时候
The first time in the wilderness when he is tempted
撒旦说你若是神的儿子
And Satan says to him If you are the son of God
就可以叫这些石头变成食物
You can cause these stones to turn to bread
主立刻回答人活着不是单靠食物
AndJesus immediately responds, man does not live by bread alone.
乃是靠神口中所出的一切话。
But every word that proceeds from the mouth of God.
每一次撒旦说话总是要引他到神儿子地位上。
And every time he speaks to him, he wants to push him into the position of the Son of God.
神的儿子太荣耀了。
Because the Son of God is so glorious.
神的儿子不碰鬼魔。
He does not touch the devil.
但是在他永远旨意里面
But in his eternal purpose,
当撒旦背叛的时候
when Satan rebelled,
撒旦背叛就势力非常浩大
and he had such great power when he rebelled,
带着三分之一的天使一起背叛
he took one third of the angels to rebel.
每一个天使都有大能的
and every angel was powerful.
他们在地上组织了一个很严密的国度
And they created a very detailed kingdom here on, in the world.
懂得一点撒旦权势的人
And those who understand even a little bit about the powers of Satan.
或者对赶鬼魔有点经验的人
Or who have been experienced in casting out demons.
都知道撒旦的组织非常严密的
You know that the structure, that the system that Satan has created is very tight.
他的国度里面等次分明
Hierarchy is strong.
撒旦倒是很顺服的人
And Satan knows obedience well.
小鬼顺服大鬼一定的。
It is for sure that the smaller demons will submit to the bigger ones.
我们教会的人蒙了救赎了反而不顺服了。
And we in the church who are redeemed, we do not obey as well.
好在这里主耶稣一直守住人的地位。
And here, Jesus, he keeps to the position of a man.
因为神定规好要一个人来打败仇敌。
Because it has been ordained that a man would defeat the enemy.
这里又是大的计划在里面。
And there was a great plan here.
当主耶稣道成肉身了。
And Jesus was the Word became flesh.
他身上两个部位。
And he had two different roles.
一面是他是神的儿子。
On the one hand, he is the Son of God.
他就是神。
He is God.
另外一面他穿上人的身体。
And on the other, he has took on the flesh, the human body.
他绝对是一个人。
And he is absolutely man.
神为他创造了一个魂。
And God created for him this soul.
神创造了一个身体。
And he created for him a body.
他的魂，他的身体和我们完全一样的。
His soul, his body are exactly the same as
us. 他的魂也会觉得忧愁。
And his soul, it could be sorrowful.
也会觉得孤单。
It would be, it would experience loneliness.
他的身体和我们一样的。
His body was like ours.
一样的软弱。
It was weak as ours.
他有疼痛的感觉。
He had pain.
所以我们人所感受身体软弱处都有。
Every feeling that we could feel, he had it all.
所以神定规主用他的忍性打败仇敌。
And so, God ordained for our Lord to use His humanity to defeat the enemy.
所以最后在地上33年半,
and so 33 and a half years in this world, He continually had these two different aspects of His nature. On the one hand, He expressed the Son of God. On the other hand, He expressed that He is completely a man.
向着人，他表现神的儿子。
To man, He was the Son of God.
向着鬼魔，他表现人子。
To the devils, He was the Son of man.
他与人子的血肉之身来对抗仇敌。
And with, as a child of flesh and blood, He came and stood against the enemy.
在和仇敌的征战里面。
And in this battle against the enemy,
如若动用了一点神的力量,
if he uses any of the power of God,
主一定失败了,
then he would fail.
主不能失败,
he cannot fail.
主失败了,
then he cannot return to glory.
所以这是个很严肃的征战,
and so this is a very, very serious battle.
以血肉的软弱来打败这么大的仇敌。
With the weakness of flesh and blood, he came against such a great enemy and defeated him.
所以在旧约大卫的诗篇里面,
and so in the Psalms of David,
大卫看见这个伟大的启示,
David saw the greatness of this revelation.
大卫的诗篇第八篇,
in Psalm 8,
他说尼巴能力, 建立在婴孩吃奶的口中,
he says, you have established power from the mouths of nursing babes.
叫仇敌输得闭口无声,
that the enemy would be speechless.
圣经原文有很强的字,
and the original Hebrew here used a strong word.
中文版闭口不言, 我给他放个哑口无声,
it's speechless without sound.
好，我们说个婴孩。
And when we talk about infants,
什么叫把能力建立在吃奶婴儿的口中?
What does it mean to establish strength in the mouth? 婴儿是人中间最软弱的人。 Of infants and nursing babes, these are the weakest of men.
婴儿不会跟人打仗的。
They do not fight and battle.
婴儿连保护自己都不会的。
They don't even know how to protect themselves.
主成为肉身。
And the Lord, He took on flesh and blood. And He came with His flesh and blood against the enemy.
打败仇敌,
and He defeated the enemy.
神建立能力在婴孩吃奶的口中,
and God established strength in the mouths of infants and nursing babes.
婴儿从来不会跟人打仗的,
infants don't fight.
然后又经常发生了一件这么大奇怪的事，一个婴孩跟一个巨大的人打仗了。
And what a weird thing, an infant went to fight with a giant.
我们可以用一个指头就把婴孩打倒了。
We can push over a baby with our fingers.
而这样奇妙的事发生了。
And what an odd thing has happened here.
这个伟大的人竟然把婴儿打败了。
What the great giant was defeated by this infant.
被婴儿摔倒在地上了。
The infant knocked him down.
那真的输得连个声音都没有了。
And his loss, in his loss, he is speechless.
用这来说明耶稣基督的得胜。
And this expresses the victory of Jesus Christ.
用血肉之身打败仇敌。
With his flesh and blood, he defeated the enemy.
十字架上的征战。
And it is the battle upon the cross.
主的征战痛苦从三方面来的。
And there were three different types of suffering that Jesus experienced.
第一，从人给他的痛苦。
First, the suffering from man.
第二，是魔鬼用他所有的权势要打败仇敌。
Secondly, the enemy used all his power to defeat the enemy.
第三，神的审判临到了。
And thirdly, the judgment of God came upon him.
主代表整个人类接受神的审判。
And for the whole of mankind, he was judged.
我们人所认识的,
and what man knows,
这是第一种的,
is just maybe the first part of
人给主的这个痛苦,
the pain that was caused by humans.
仇敌对主的攻击,
we don't understand the pain that was caused by the enemy. We cannot comprehend the judgment of God. And even for the suffering of man,
主说这里痛苦的时候非常的从容啊,
when he experienced this,
主说赦免他们,
he said he still had much strength and he said, forgive them.
他们所做的他们不知道,
they know not what they do.
十字架上六个小时,
6 hours on the cross.
头3个小时受人的痛苦,
first 3 hours he was in pain from man.
主表现得非常从容。
And at that time, he was still full of strength.
第二个阶段开始了。
But then the second half starts.
当仇敌的攻击临到了。
And the attack of the enemy comes upon him.
当最后神的审判临到了。
And finally, the judgment of God comes upon him.
主的话语态度大改变了。
And you see the change in his language and his attitude.
主一生称神为父。
And all his life, he has called God the Father.
在第二阶段开始的时候。
But as the second part of the time starts,
主第一次称神为神了。
The first time in his life, he calls him
我的神，我的神。
My God, my God.
为什么弃绝我？
Why hast thou forsaken me?
主看见的不再是天父了。
And Jesus no longer sees the Father.
主看见为审判的神。
He sees a God of judging.
你要毁灭人类的神。
A God who would pour down his wrath and destroy man.
主的话语态度完全变了。
And his attitude, his language changes.
所以当初正在主耶稣的人是团体数的。
And this, so this man here, it is a corporate.
所以主一直说他人子。
And so he says he is a son of man.
他是全人类的儿子。
He is a son of all men.
他不仅代表全人类。
He represents not only mankind.
全人类都在他的里面。
All of mankind is encompassed within him.
他一举一动代表整个人类。
And every action he represents mankind.
当主钉十字架的时候。
And when Jesus was crucified.
他把整个人类钉在上面了。
The whole of mankind was crucified in him.
所以我们说我们与主同死了。
And so when we say we have died with Christ.
很多人不明白主钉十字架2000年前我怎么与主同死呢。
Many don't get it. He was crucified 2000 years ago. How was I crucified?
主是个团体的人。
Because he is that corporate
man. 主来到地上的我们都在他的里面。
When he came into this world, we were all there in him.
他钉十字架。
He was crucified.
把我们都钉了。
And we all were crucified.
所以神的儿女不该再被我们的肉体所胜过了。
And so we should not be overcome by our flesh
anymore. 这个救恩太伟大了。
This salvation is way too great.
主死我也死了。
When the Lord died, so did I.
主买账我也买账了。
When he was buried, so was I.
主复活我也复活了。
When he was resurrected, so was I.
这是完全的救恩。
And this is a full salvation.
我不需要死了。
I don't need to die.
主代我死了。
The Lord has died for me.
主死我就免死。
So I can be free from death.
主买账了。
When he was buried,
我也买账了。
I was buried.
世界再找不到我这个人了。
And the world can no longer find me.
我和主一同买账了。
I was buried with Christ.
仇敌没有办法攻击我们。
And the enemy cannot come against us.
仇敌再找不到我们了。
The enemy cannot even find us.
我们与主一同买账了。
We are buried with Christ.
仇敌复活的时候。
And when the enemy, when the Lord was risen,
我们也复活了。
We also,
我们和主一样同死胜过死亡。
And with the Lord, we have overcome death.
而我们和主同主得到复活生命。
And with the Lord, we gain this risen life.
那是胜过死亡的伟大生命。
And it is the great life that has conquered death.
主的完全救恩。
And the full salvation of the Lord.
就是整本教会历史。
Is the history of the church.
2000年教会历史。
2000 plus years.
一直在仇敌的逼迫当中。
Constant persecution from the enemy.
到现在21世纪了。
Until we come now to the 21st century.
只有北美洲不受逼迫。
And only here in North America we are not persecuted.
欧洲的西面不受逼迫。
And Western Europe.
其他地方都在逼迫底下。
The rest of the world is under persecution.
21世纪教会度过2100年的大灾难。
21st century, the church has come through 2100 years of tribulation.
教会一直表现得胜生命。
And yet the church has constantly shown the victorious life. Victory over the enemy.
胜过仇敌一切逼迫。
Victory over all his persecution.
那60年前中国改换政权。
60 years ago, there was a change in the government in China.
那个执政的人要消灭教会啊。
And the rulers would get rid of the church.
他讲句大话，再要找教会，到博物馆去找。
And they said, if you would find, look for the church, go to the museums.
过了六十年了。
After 60-some years.
他自己在博物馆里。
He is the person in the museum.
教会全中国都是。
There's churches all over China.
没有把比这六十年发展的更快的教会。
And it's grown even faster, the church.
教会得胜生命。
And the victorious life of the church.
当初第一世纪怎样胜过罗马帝国？
As it overcame the Roman Empire in the first century.
2000年，教会胜过所有逼迫权势。
In these 2,000 years, it has overcome every single power.
耶稣复活了。
Jesus is risen.
耶稣得胜了。
Jesus is victorious.
教会永远得胜。
And the church shall always be victorious.
没有一个力量能够压倒教会。
There is no power that can come over the church.
没有一个力量能够消灭教会。
There is no power that can defeat the church.
这就是主耶稣对彼得讲的话。
And this is what Jesus told Peter.
你是彼得。
You are Peter.
我要把我的教会建造在这个磐石上。
And upon this rock I shall build my church.
阴间的权柄不能胜过你。
The gates of Hades shall not overcome it.
我要把天国的钥匙给你。
And to you I shall give the keys of the kingdom.
阴间权柄不是不想胜教会。
And it is not that the gates of Hades did not want to overcome.
阴间的权柄最想胜教会的。
That is what it wants to do the most.
过了2000年了。
But after 2000 years.
我们可以做见证。
We can testify
主的话永远确定
that His word is sure.
阴间权柄不能胜教会
The gates of hell cannot overcome the church.
你们阿门吗
Amen.
阿门吗
Amen.
大家阿门声音很小
Your voices are so soft.
因为你们没有受过逼迫了
It's because you haven't been persecuted.
你们若受过点逼迫
If you have been persecuted,
我们声音就大了
We would have loud voices.
阴府权柄不能胜教会
The gates of hell cannot overcome the church. Amen.
阿门吗
Amen.
我们个人的生活也是一样的
And in our individual life,
虽然我们活在一个自由世界
The same.Though we live in a free country,
阴谋权柄的人就找机会攻击我们。
The gates of hell are still trying to attack you.
靠着主的恩典。
But by the grace of the Lord.
挡着主的完全救恩。
And holding on to His full salvation.
我们胜过一切仇敌。
We overcome every enemy.
你们有没有人不发脾气啊
？Do any of you not lose your temper?
发脾气吧。
Do you lose your temper?
大家不讲了。
And no one say anything. Come on.
谁没发过脾气？举手看。
Raise your hand if you have not ever lost your temper.
不举手了。
You're not raising your hands.
我可以做个见证。
I can give a testimony.
我信主以前脾气很大。
I had a very terrible temper when I
受不了一点委屈的。
Couldn't take any offense.
我得救之后。
After I became a Christian.
换一个人了。
I became a new person.
这脾气不见了。
And my temper was gone.
要去找那个脾气也不容易了。
It was difficult for me to find it.
我不说我没有发脾气，从来不发脾气了。
I'm not saying I never lose my temper.
我想起来的确想到不起我发脾气的那个记忆了。
But it's hard to remember the time.
我年轻的时候在台北市盟主。
I was in Taipei when I was young.
有管伙食的人，那个姊妹特别侮辱我的。
And the cook used to, she was very offensive.
一天到头一直侮辱我。
A few times a day, she would come to mock me.
我到处躲她，让她。
And I would try to avoid her.
让都没地方好让了。
But it's a little difficult.
我回到房间里面。
But and when I came back,
在那个镜子面前。
Looked in the mirror.
看自己。
Looked at myself.
我叫我自己的名字。
Called my own name.
你脾气哪里去了？
Where did your temper go?
你受不了一点委屈的人。
Aren't you the person who can't be offended?
一整天他跟着侮辱你啊。
And today she was following you and making fun of you.
脾气哪里去了
？But where did your temper go?
我真是要流泪了。
And I started weeping.
这是主的大恩典。
It is the great grace of God.
主把我的脾气拿走了。
He took away my temper.
主死了，我脾气也死了。
When he died, my temper died.
主埋葬了，把我脾气也埋葬了。
He was buried, my temper was buried.
主复活了。
And when he rose,
主在我的里面管理我。
He governs within me.
我们中间受浸一直喜欢唱这首诗歌。
We like to sing the song before for baptism.
已经死了，已经死了。
Already dead, already dead.
从今以后，基督在我里面活。
And from this age on, Christ lives in me.
很短的诗歌。
It's a very short song.
叫做受浸的伟大意义,
but speaks of the great meaning
我下浸水,
of baptism. I entered into the baptism waters, I am dead.
弟兄把我浸下去的时候,
and when this brother pushed me into that water,
我与基督一同埋了,
I was buried with Christ.
浸水里面起来,
and when I rose from the baptism water, I was alive with Christ.
基督伟大吧?
Is that not a great salvation?
今天晚上我们要 看见这个主是团体的人,
tonight we should see that Jesus, he is a corporate man.
我们就在主的里面,
we are in him.
到了约翰福音第一章,
and we come to John chapter 1.
主说我是真葡萄树,
he says, John chapter 15, he says, I am the true vine.
你们是枝子,
you are the branches. And if they abide in me, then the branches shall bear fruit.
树怎么会变个葡萄树呢?
How did Jesus become a
grape vine?
And this is what we're talking about. He is a mysterious Christ.
在四福音书里面,
in the four Gospels,
耶稣基督行在地上,
when Jesus walked in this world,
他身上有神的最大能力,
he had the greatest power of God within him.
但这个能力和我们, 和别人没有关系,
and it was completely different than everyone else.
主在地上有最大的荣耀,
he had the greatest glory.
这个荣耀和外面的人没有关系,
and it was completely unrelated to everyone aside from him.
主身上有最大的生命,
and he had the greatest life.
这个生命和其他的人没有关系,
and this life was completely unrelated to others. But one day Jesus died.
主复活了,
and he rose again.
主升上高天,
and he ascended into heaven.
主降下圣灵,
and the Holy Spirit descended.
圣灵来住在所有人的里面,
and the Spirit dwells within all.
第一代的教会产生了,
and the first generation of the church was born.
这个第一代教会120个人,
120 people.
彼得、雅各、约翰这些十二门徒都在那里。
Peter, John, James, the 12 disciples, they were all there.
我刚信主的时候啊,
when I first believed in Jesus,
读圣经啊,
and I read the Bible,
很看不起彼得、雅各、约翰。
I looked down on Peter, John, and James.
到了主死的时候, 彼得三次否认主。
When Jesus was dying, he denied the Lord three times.
那时我真是不认识自己,
and because I really didn't understand, know myself.
若是我, 我绝不会三次否认主。
I would say if it were me, I wouldn't do that.
就看不起彼得。
So I looked down on Peter.
约翰还不如彼得呢, 逃得不影儿都没有了。
And John was even worse. He ran away, couldn't even see a shadow.
十二门徒都不见了。
12 disciples, they were not to be seen.
那时我不认识主。
But at that time, I really didn't.
快我就不这么想知道认识主了也认识自己了。
And I right away I stopped thinking this when I knew the Lord.
十二使徒,
and I knew myself.
他们在主耶稣道成肉身的时候,
12 disciples, when Jesus was the Word became flesh,
表现非常软弱,
they were so weak.
但是主复活了,
yet the Lord was risen, and he ascended,
降下圣灵,
and he sent the Holy Spirit.
第一代教会接受圣灵的时候,
and the first church, when it received the Holy Spirit,
他们变了个人了,
they became different people.
这些法利赛人真的奇怪了,
and the Pharisees thought, this is weird.
这些门徒从前有多软弱啊,
strange, how weak were these people.
法利赛人从来不逼迫门徒的,
they never persecuted the disciples.
他们只逼迫主耶稣,
they only persecuted Jesus.
主耶稣死了,
Jesus died.
他们都看见的,
they saw it.
主耶稣复活了,
when Jesus rose,
他们不看见也不信,
they didn't see it, they didn't believe.
但有一件事发生了,
but something happened.
从前这些软弱的门徒,
those who were weak before, the disciples,
却这么刚强了,
how did they become so strong?
从前耶稣上的能力,
and the power that was in Jesus before,
现在就在他们身上,
is now upon them.
从前耶稣上的生命,
and the life that was in Jesus before, it is now upon them.
从前耶稣上的荣耀,
the glory that was in Jesus, it is now in them.
法利赛人真是奇怪了,
Pharisees thought, this is odd.
他们开始逼迫门徒了,
but then they started to persecute the disciples, but they are the most
pitiful.
They only saw the reality of Jesus.
没有看见更大的事实,
they didn't see the greater reality.
耶稣复活了,
Jesus rose.
复活在门徒们的里面,
he rose within the disciples.
现在一件大的事发生了,
and a great thing happened.
这些门徒们,
these disciples,
他们改变了什么地方?
What was it that they changed?
他们都是主耶稣葡萄树上生出来的枝子。
They were the vines that grew out of that, the branches that grew out of that vine.
现在这个葡萄树开始长枝子了。
And now this vine is growing branches.
第一代长出来的圣徒。
The first generation of saints.
他们成全了他们这一代的旨意。
And they completed the will.
彰显耶稣的大能力大荣耀。
Generation and they manifested the great power and glory of God.
一代又一代过来了。
Generation upon generation.
圣徒们兴起来了。
Saints arose.
每一个时代教会都一样。
And in every generation the church is the same.
胜过一切仇敌。
It has overcome all enemies.
那教会怎么人是不是特别的人呢？
Are they special people?
一点不特别。
No.
现在升到我们了。
Now it's us.
我们是不是特别的人呢？
It's our turn. Are we special?
我们太平常的人了。
We are very normal.
我们在这个地方。
We're here.
我们不是加入教会的。
We are not those who have just been added into the church.
我们被生在教会里面的。
We were born into this church.
这个葡萄树一直在生长。
Because the vine is continually growing.
这个葡萄树的根是耶稣基督。
The root is Jesus Christ.
葡萄树本身是教会。
And the vine itself now is the church.
我们是葡萄树的枝子。
We are the branches.
这伟大的葡萄树
It is a great vine.
生长了两千年了
It's been growing for 2,000 years.
和地上的葡萄树完全不一样
Completely different than every other vine in this world.
地上所有树嘛树根在最下面的
And in every other vine, the root is in the ground.
往上生长的
And it grows up.
生长出树根树干来
And it has a stalk of
生出枝子来
And it has branches.
长叶开花结果
and it grows leaves, it has flowers, it has
fruit. 我是真葡萄树
and Jesus said, I am the true one.
这个葡萄树完全不一样
completely different.
它倒过来生的
it's upside down.
树根都保住了
the root is in the throne.
耶稣基督坐在宝座上
and Jesus Christ, he is upon that throne.
往下生长
and it grows downward.
生出第一代的圣徒
the first generation of saints.
是吧圣徒们都已经到了主那里去了
They have now returned to the Lord.
他主又生出第二代圣徒
The second generation
第三代圣徒
The third generation
我们是主垂在地上的枝子
We are those branches now that are touching the earth
活在地上的圣徒
We are living in this world
葡萄树最后在垂在地上的枝子
And these branches finally that are touching the
两千年仇敌一直逼迫教会
2000 years the enemy keeps persecuting
仇敌逼迫教会最厉害的办法是杀基督徒
And the worst thing they can do is kill Christians
杀了两千年了
After 2000 years
基督徒越杀越多了
The more they killed the more there were
不是我是真葡萄树
And Jesus says I am the true vine
你们是枝子
You are the branches
这个杀基督徒等于修理葡萄树
And when you kill the Christians it's just pruning
都是修理葡萄树
The Lord prunes the tree
叫枝子结果更多
And so that there will be more fruit
这就是为什么地上教会人越杀越多了。
And that's why the more you kill off, the more there are.
在罗马帝国逼迫教会的时候。
And when the Roman Empire, when they were.
那个时候流行一句话。
Persecuting the Christians.
倒下去一个。
There was a slogan, one falls.
站起来两个。
Two stand.
不久，罗马城里面基督徒上一百万。
And then there, not long after, there were a million Christians in Rome.
那个离开主后在七十年了。
And that was only 70 years after.
第一代圣徒不过120个人啊。
The first church there were only 100.
这我是真葡萄树。
I am the true vine.
这个树它是有大权的。
This vine, it is.
根在宝座。
It is a great power with roots in the throne.
往下生长。
And it grows down. Every generation has fallen who persecuted the church.
教会越来越扩张了。
Yet the church is growing greater and greater.
逼迫教会的人成为灰烬了。
And those who persecuted the church there but dust now.
我去过罗马。
Rome?
我去过罗马。
I've been there.
我看见罗马帝国。
I've seen the Roman Empire.
我看见看不见罗马帝国重建的威荣了。
I could not see the glory that it once was.
但是教会扩充到整个世界了。
Yet I can see the church everywhere in the world.
我把能力建立在吃奶婴孩的口中。
I have established strength in the mouths of infants.
叫报仇的树的哑口无声。
So the enemy would lose and be soundless.
主耶稣是个团体的人。
Jesus, he is this corporate man.
长出一代一代的圣徒来。
And he is growing generation upon generation of saints.
今天长出我们来了。
And today we are grown from him.
是我们今天在地上表现彰显基督的时候。
And it is our turn to show Christ in this world.
彰显主的能力。
To express His power.
彰显主的荣耀。
To manifest His glory.
跟头一代圣徒完全一样。
We are the same as that first church.
因为主不改变。
Because Jesus is the same.
主的得胜永远不改变。
And His victory does not change.
主复活在宝座上。
And He is upon the throne.
往下长出教会。
And He is growing the church downward.
长到我们了。
And it is our turn.
现在明白了没有啊
Do you understand?
我们就称这个为奥秘的基督。
This is called the mysterious.
保罗在哥林多前书十二章十二节。
In 1 Corinthians chapter 12, verse 12.
保罗身体只有一个。
He says there is but one body.
肢体却有许多。
But there are many members.
肢体虽然多。
And though there are many members.
身体仍旧只有一个。
Yet there is but one body.
没错，基督也是这样。
And he follows with so is Christ.
他这里讲的基督就是奥秘的基督。
The Christ is that mysterious Christ.
身体只有一个。
One body.
却有许多的肢体。
Yet many, many members.
肢体虽然多。
Though there are many members.
人就是一个身体。
Yet there is only one body.
基督也是这样。
And so is Christ.
好，保罗就把这个四福音的基督。
And so Paul took the gospel, Christ of the four gospels.
个人的基督。
That which was the individual Christ.
在保罗所讲的基督。
When Paul took him, and when he speaks of Christ,
那是奥秘的基督。
It becomes that mysterious Christ.
什么叫做奥秘的基督？
So what is the mysterious Christ?
在奥秘基督里面。
Within that mystery.
个人的基督是奥秘基督里面的头。
The individual Christ is the head of the mysterious Christ.
全教会是奥秘基督的身体。
And the whole of the church is the body.
所有神的儿女是奥秘基督上肢体。
And all of the children of God are the members of this body.
名字人就叫基督。
But it is altogether called Christ.
所以我们读懂这个真理了。
If you understand this truth,
我常讲我们信主受浸之后啊。
And say, well, after we've been, we believe, and we are baptized, you should no longer have your name. Because my name was buried with Christ in those waters. We have but one name, Christ. But this is a little problematic. It causes a lot of trouble when we call each other. Well, so let's just do this. Let's put Christ in front of your name.
摆在后面。
And your name, second.
张生忠，名字叫张生忠。
Stephen Chain is Stephen Chain.
信主之后。
After he became a Christian.
应该叫基督张生忠。对了。
Then you should call him Christ Stephen Chain.
张生忠已经埋了。
Because Stephen Chain was buried.
再有他了。
There is no longer him.
现在活着，基督在我里面活。
It is Christ that lives in me now.
这保罗所讲的受浸的伟大真理。
And this is the great doctrine that Paul preaches.
不再是我。
It is no longer I.
乃是基督在我里面活。
That liveth but Christ liveth in me.
我和基督一同死了。
I have died with Christ.
一同埋了。
I have been buried
with Christ. 我现在活着。
And
基督借着我的肉身活着。
The life I live now, I live through Christ.
今天晚上回去。
Tonight when you go home.
每位弟兄姊妹要把基督活在你的家庭里啊。
Every brother and sister live out Christ in your home.
要把基督活在你的白天做工的地方啊。
In your workplace live out Christ.
不再是我。
It is no longer I.
是我敬拜啊。
Are you baptized?
你们是我敬拜啊。
Have you been baptized?
都不讲话。是我敬拜啊。
Yes, so.
是我敬拜，不再是我。
If you are baptized, it is no longer.
我死了。
I have died.
我明明活着啊。
But I'm alive.
主死了没有？
Did Christ die?
主死了。
Yes, he died.
主是个团体的人。
And he was the whole group, corporate.
主死的时候。
And when he died.
在他身上有我一份。
In him, there was a part of me.
主死了，我死了。
And when he died, I died.
现在我活着啊。
And now, but I live.
不再是我。
It is no longer I.
我埋在泾池里面了。
I was buried in that pool.
受浸说到基督的死。
And baptism is all about the
death. 我受浸了。
I was baptized.
我埋在基督的死里面了。
I was buried in his death.
现在活着。
And the life I now live.
基督从我活出。
It is Christ that lives in me.
这个叫做奥秘的基督。
This is the mysterious Christ.
我们要活出主来了。
We need to live out Christ.
所以这个奥秘的基督的身体啊。
And so the body of this mysterious Christ.
各种各样的肢体。
All sorts of different members.
就用葡萄树来说到奥秘的基督。
And Jesus used the example of the grapevine.
保罗用身体来说到奥秘的基督。
Paul, he is using an example of the body.
保罗这个。太聪明的人
Paul, he was so smart.
用身体说出奥秘基督最合适了
Because it is so appropriate to use the body
在我们的身体里面
As an example, in our body
所有的肢体都不一样
Every member is different
形状不一样
It has a different shape
功用不一样
Different function
每一个肢体都很重要
But every member is important
你说哪些肢体最重要
What do you think is the most important?
哪些最重要
What do you think is the most important? Your turn to talk
再讲不出来啊是吧
他说都重要、
嗯、都重要对呀、啊、都重要
You are right
都重要但有的肢体好像特别高贵一点
But it seems like some parts may be a little more important
我想我的眼睛是很重要的
To me my eyes
没有眼睛嘛什么都动不了了
Because I can't move without my eyes
眼睛是那最美丽的地方
and it's also the most beautiful part
最有用的地方
and it's most functional
但我把我的眼睛拿出来放在这里好不好看
but if I take out my eyes and put it here
好不好看
would that be beautiful still
你们要吓跑了对啊
you guys would be really scared maybe
眼睛在我身上最有用了
it is most functional for me
最美丽了
most beautiful part of me
但是只能在身体上
but it can only be in my body
你不能拿出来的
I can't take it out
我常常说一个人怎么知道有病啊
I often say, do you know how a person would be sick?
这个不需要医生告诉我
You know, I don't need a doctor
自己该知道的
You know
你身体正常的时候
When your body is normal
你不觉得有任何肢体的
You don't feel the function of the members
有没有人在健康的觉得忽然觉得我有个胃在这里
When you're healthy, do you feel like I have an intestine?
有没有这样觉得过
Have you ever felt that?
不觉得的
Not really
有没有觉得现在我这个心在这个地方
Do you feel like My heart is right there.
你不觉得的
Not really.
什么时候
When
你觉得有胃啊
You feel your stomach.
那因为你有胃病啊
Because you have stomach issues.
什么时候你觉得有心脏啊
When you feel like you have
那因为你有心脏病啊
You have heart disease.
你才发现我的心脏在这里啊
And then you'll realize
因为心脏在叫我不舒服啊
It's causing me some discomfort.
叫我痛苦啊
It's hurting me.
当我健康的时候
But when I'm healthy.
所有肢体都活在我身上
Every member in me.
所有肢体形状都不一样
It is all different.
所有肢体用处都不一样
And all the functions are different.
但是都不觉得存在
But I don't feel their existence.
而且所有肢体都是彼此相助的。
And they all work together.
你就吃个东西。
When you eat.
吃东西嘛是舌头是嘴。
Is it your mouth or your tongue?
光是嘴有用吗
？If you only have lips, would that help?
你现在眼睛看见好吃的东西。
Not really. Actually, you need your eyes to look at it.
下面的鼻子闻到那个东西好闻的味道了。
You need to smell the good food.
然后心里面起了个底渣呀，要吃啊。
I have that desire in my heart. I want this.
那这个底渣要起来，这脚要走过去啊。
You need your feet to get you there.
脚不走过去怎么吃啊
？What do you do if your feet won't take you?
脚走到那里也吃不了啊。
And when your feet get there,
要手去拿。
You need hands to pick it up.
手嘛就要放在口里面。
And your hands must put it in your mouth.
口、舌头、嘴巴的。一起牙齿一起发挥功用了。
And then your lips, your tongue, your teeth, it's got to work together.
吃到我的里面了。
And when it goes down,
东西哪里去了呢
？Where does it go？
有这个姊妹告诉我啊。
Once a sister told me.
哎呀，我们吃好东西真的没有意义的。
She said it's so meaninglessly good food.
最后都到厕所里面去了。
It all goes down the toilet.
我姊不能这样讲话的。
Don't say that.
我吃下去的东西。
The things I eat
变成我的精神了
It became my energy
变成我的力量了
It became my strength
变成今天我活着的力量了
This, my strength for daily living
有一天我到一个教会啊
Once I went to a church
我只去
I was late.
他们正在艾叶交通。
And they had a potluck.
那个负责就站起来讲话。
And the responsible brother there stood up and said.
看见我进来了。
And when he saw me.
感谢主，我们弟兄这边预备了牛肉、羊肉。
And he said, "Thank the Lord, today we have beef and lamb."
主为我们预备了死弟兄。
And the Lord has prepared Brother Z. That was part of the potluck.
今天请我们弟兄讲话。
Now he can share with us.
我站起头叫我说那个弟兄讲话太可怕了。
And I said, first thing I said, this is very scary.
你们可以预备牛肉、猪肉、羊肉，不能预备我啊。
You can prepare pork, beef, lamb, but not me.
我来了，不是给你们吃的。
I am not for your consumption.
当然这是个笑话。
It's a joke.
但是这是件实在的事啊。
But this is also
practical. 我们的身体彼此互相效力。
Our body it works together.
大不奇妙的一个身体。
It is a very amazing body.
我们所有信主的奥秘的葡萄树里面一个枝子。
We are those of us who believe we are a branch on that vine.
身体上面这个肢体。
We are a member of the body.
每个肢体都有用处。
Every member has a function.
今天晚上我们聚会最大的是。
The most salient thing tonight.
那每一个神的儿女都要回去想想，你有什么用处啊？
Every one of you gotta go home and think, what is my function?
你有什么用处？
What is your use?
想过没有？
Have you thought of it?
你从来没想过过吗？
Maybe you never thought of it.
我年轻的时候。
When I was young.
Watchman Nee讲到。
Brother Watchman Nee, he spoke.
就讲哥林多前书十二章十二节。
And he spoke on 1 Corinthians 12:12.
肢体虽然许多，身体只有一个。
And though there are members, yet many members, there is only one body.
每个肢体都有用处。
Every member has a function.
他对一个弟兄说：“弟兄，你什么用处？”
And so he pointed someone else.
你现在不要讲，你回去想。
What is your function?
回去祷告。
Pray about it.
下面来告诉我你什么用。
And tomorrow come tell me what it is.
那位弟兄姓那个宣传的宣字的。
And the brother, his name was the meaning of proclaim.
我还记得那个宣弟兄了。
And I remembered him.
他回去祷告了。
He went and prayed.
他说好弟兄啊。
He's a good brother.
他好好祷告了。
He prayed.Diligently.
第二次聚会了。
Second meeting.
你有你什么用处？
And Brother Nee asked him, "What is your function?"
站起来说，我回去想一想，我什么用处也没有。
And he stood up and said, "I went home and thought, and I realized I have no use."
主告诉我，我是脚跟上的厚皮。
And the, but the Lord told me that I am the thick skin on the heel.
我最没有用了。
I am the callus. There's no function for me.
我们听了很好笑的。
We all thought it was hilarious.
那你怎么不就没有好笑？
But Brother Nee did not laugh.
你要正面回答他。
And he responded,
感谢主弟兄，你的脚跟的厚皮。
Praise the Lord for that callus.
脚跟的皮像脸皮一样薄，人不能走路了。
If your feet were thin skin like your face, we couldn't walk.
人站都站不住了。
Couldn't even stand.
脚跟的后皮是保护整个身体的力量。
This protects the whole of the body.
我们靠着脚跟的后皮走路的。
And so by this callus, we are walking today.
今天我真的很佩服你弟兄。
And I had such respect for Brother Nee.
他这个回答的很智慧啊。
Such a wise answer for this man. It is also a true.
每一个神的儿女都有用处。
Every child of God has a function.
我们去不了你。
We cannot be without you.
你也去不了我们。
You cannot be without us.
每一个人都需要其他的肢体。
Everyone needs everyone else.
我们都是基督的肢体。
We are all the members of Christ.
整个合起来，这奥秘的基督。
All of us put together, we are that mysterious Christ.
主人就活着。
And the Lord liveth.
主活在哪里？
Where does he live?
就借着教会活着。
He lives through the church.
对不对？
Yes.
哎，不假。
Oh, come on, guys.
主有没有借着教会活着？
Does he live through the church?
你们不讲也是对的，就教会太软弱了。
If you don't say it, it's still yes.
我们要看见教会就是基督。
We need to see that the church is Christ.
我们都改变了。
Then we will be changed.
好，保罗最后讲到受浸。
Finally, Paul comes to baptism.
保罗讲两伟大的人。
And he speaks of that great man.
这些人有多少啊？
And he says, how many are there today?
全世界人口70亿。
And there are 71, I don't know, gazillion people in the world.
基督徒人口21亿几千万。基督徒人口。
There are 2 billion and some spare change of Christians. Lots of them.
这么多的基督徒。
Lots of Christians.
到底有多少？
How many are there?
保罗把他归并在两个大的人里面。
Yeah, Paul put them all into two different men.
整个眼中看不见这么多人。
Jesus does not see all these different people.
只看见两个人。
God sees two people.
保罗说首先亚当。
And Paul says, first there was the first Adam.
末后, Adam.
And then there was the last Adam.
首先亚当就是神所创造的亚当,
and the first is the Adam that God created.
末后亚当指耶稣基督说的,
the last Adam speaks of Jesus.
为什么称基督做末后亚当啊?
Why is Jesus called the last Adam?
耶稣基督来了,
because when Jesus came,
他把亚当接手了,
he concluded Adam.
他是个传奇的人,
he was that corporate man. And he put on all of mankind. He was crucified. And he crucified Adam there. And after him, Adam was no more. And from him, there was a new source now. And all these people are all in Adam. And all these believers are now in Christ. And Jesus, he put an end to that original Adam. And that's why he is called the last Adam.
保罗说,
and so Paul says that first Adam was a living soul. The most amazing thing about man is a soul. I am my, the soul is me.
首先亚当,
and the first Adam,
带着所有的人死了,
he brought death to everyone.
这个首先亚当没有了,
and now he's gone.
末后亚当,
the last Adam,
把主把他的生命分给所有信的人,
he has shared his life with all those who believe.
我们都活出耶稣基督来了,
and we are living out Christ today.
全世界基督徒都和世人不一样嘛, 对不对?
And Christians everywhere in the world, you're different from the people of this world.
那怎么会不一样?
No? Where are you different?
就活出主来啊,
we have lived out Christ.
我们活出基督,
and we have lived out the Lord.
那么在基, 在我们教会之外嘛, 亚当还一直在那里太多了啊,
but outside of the church, there's lots of Adams.
在基督里,
sure, but in Christ,
再没有亚当了,
there is no longer any Adam.
主把亚当接手了,
Adam has been done away.
一个人属于出于土,
and the first man was earthly.
所有的属土,
and so he is earthy.
第二个人出于天,
the second was from heaven.
他所有的都属天,
and so he is heavenly.
就在亚当里,
he is in Adam.
天然生命活出来的东西都是有土味的,
the natural life, everything just smells of earth.
我们信主的人还活在亚当里,
if those of us who are believers, if you still live in Adam,
那么我们身上活出来都有土味,
then you have that earthy smell.
我常说讲道照着天然生命讲,
if you speak according to your natural life,
不只是道讲的不对,
it's not necessarily that you're seeing the wrong thing.
讲道,
but the smell we get is dirt. If you get it, you get it.
我不是要批评讲道,
I'm not criticizing it.
有的人讲道天的味道,
but one day you speak from heavenly,
有的人讲道就土味,
some have this earthy smell.
地怎样, 凡属地的都有土味,
as long as it is earthly, it is earthy.
天怎样,
and as long as from heaven, as long as you are of heaven, you are heavenly. I couldn't find the hymn yesterday.
571首。我每时可需你。
I need thee.
还是叫那个姊妹写的?
A very insignificant sister.
她只写过这一首诗歌,
only wrote this one hymn.
她也没有写第二首诗歌,
did not write any other hymn.
这首诗歌我们大家都唱到今天了,
but we sing this hymn until today.
很小的一个姊妹,
very young sister.
她具有永远的价值,
yet she has this eternal value.
很有名的讲道人, 不一定有永远价值,
the most famous speaker may not have this eternal value.
若属地,
if you are earthly, you have this muddy smell.
现在不叫受浸,
but today, now we're listening
保罗的受浸,
to baptism. And baptism,
把一切从前都埋了,
it has buried all,
再没有犹太人,
all that came before.
再没有希利尼人,
there is no longer Jew nor Greek.
再没有为奴的,
there is no longer slave.
再没有自主的,
and there is no longer the free man.
在基督里都成为一个了,
but we are one in Christ.
在这里用那个字啊, 就是穿衣服的穿字,
and here it says put on like a cloak,
就替代基督,
let us put on Christ.
我们受浸,
we are baptized, and all is buried.
从前那个时候的分别最大的是犹大人, 犹太人和希利尼人,
And the greatest distinction then was Jews and Greeks.
犹太人跟希利尼人连拉手都不能的。
They couldn't even shake hands.
看见我们大家吃饭，和我们这一起吃饭都不会的。
They wouldn't eat with us.
现在犹太人还是这样的。
Jewish, they're still like this today.
但保罗说我们受浸了。
But Paul says we have been baptized.
一切都埋了。
All has been buried.
犹太人埋了。
The Jew is buried.
希利尼人埋了。
The Greek is buried.
主人埋了。
And the master is buried.
奴隶也埋了。
The slave is buried.
都穿上基督了。
And so let us put on Christ.
明白这真理没有？
Do you get this?
这叫做奥秘的基督。
And this is the mysterious Christ.
主是葡萄树。
He is that vine.
我们是枝子。
We are the branches.
整个身体。
And the whole of the body.
头是基督。
The head is Christ.
教会是身体。
And the church is his body.
我们都是肢体。
We are those branches.
合在一起的是奥秘的基督。
And when you put us all together, we are that mysterious Christ.
奥秘基督活了两千年到今天了。
And this mysterious Christ has been alive for 2,000 years.
我们是今天这个奥秘基督里面活在地上的这些人。
And we are the people who are that mysterious Christ today.
我们是葡萄树垂在地上的枝子。
We are the branches on the ground.
整个身体的力量是我们的力量。
The power in the whole of the body is our power.
整个身体的生命在供应我们。
And the whole of the body is supplying us.